Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In The Power of Meaning, Finding Fulfillment in a World Obsessed with Happiness, Emily Esfahani Smith presents a compelling argument against the modern world's fixation on pursuing happiness as the ultimate measure of personal success. Drawing from psychological research, philosophical insights, and real-life stories, Smith proposes that a meaningful life transcends mere happiness and is rooted in connecting and contributing to something beyond oneself. Through her insightful exploration, she maps out how individuals can cultivate lives of significance in a culture that often seems superficially focused on fleeting joys and material gains. This book serves as a guide for those seeking depth, purpose, and a richer sense of fulfillment in their lives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, belonging, the quest for community. Belonging forms the foundation of human motivation, as outlined by Smith. She delves into the psychology behind our innate need to be part of something greater than ourselves. Through numerous examples, Smith illustrates how communities and personal relationships give our lives a sense of meaning and purpose. She argues that a true sense of belonging is achieved not by merely being included, but by participating in a shared endeavor, contributing uniquely and being valued for our contributions. The importance of belonging is further underscored by research linking social connections to increased happiness and a lower risk of mortality, highlighting the profound impact that fostering genuine relationships and communities can have on our overall well-being. Secondly, purpose, the drive to make a difference. Emily Esfahani Smith emphasizes the significance of having a purpose in life, which she describes as a central self-organizing life aim. A purpose guides our actions, shapes our goals, and gives us a reason to get up in the morning. This chapter explores how individuals find purpose through work, hobbies, and advocacy, among other outlets. Smith argues that a sense of purpose can dramatically affect our mental and physical health, reducing the risk of disease and extending our lifespan. She integrates compelling narratives of people who have transformed their lives by finding their calling, demonstrating that purpose is not a luxury, but a fundamental aspect of a fulfilling life. The chapter challenges readers to reflect on their passions and talents, inciting them to consider how they can contribute to the world in a meaningful way. Thirdly, storytelling, the power of narrative. Smith puts a significant emphasis on the human capacity for storytelling and its role in constructing meaning. She explores how the stories we tell ourselves about our lives shape our identity, our perceptions, and our actions. This topic delves into the psychological mechanisms through which narratives influence our understanding of the world and ourselves. By sharing tales of individuals who have rewritten their personal narratives to overcome adversity, Smith illustrates the transformative power of story. She contends that by consciously shaping our stories, we can align our lives with our values and aspirations, turning even the most difficult experiences into sources of strength and wisdom. Storytelling, as Smith posits, is not merely recounting events, but a profound act of meaning-making that allows us to make sense of our place in the world. Fourthly, transcendence, the quest for connection. Transcendence, as discussed in Smith's book, involves experiences that elevate individuals beyond the confines of their everyday selves, connecting them with a higher reality or the universe at large. This chapter examines various pathways to transcendence, such as through nature, meditation, and religious or spiritual practices. Smith argues that such moments of awe and wonder are essential for a meaningful life, as they remind us of our smallness in the grand scheme of things, while simultaneously connecting us to the vastness of existence. She integrates psychological research, demonstrating the benefits of transcendental experiences, including improved well-being and a diminished focus on materialistic pursuits. Readers are encouraged to seek out their forms of transcendence, fostering a sense of unity with the larger world and deepening their pursuit of meaning. Lastly, growth, the importance of overcoming adversity. In this vital aspect of her book, Smith explores the concept of growth through adversity, suggesting that challenges and suffering can be profound sources of meaning. She presents the idea that encountering obstacles and even experiencing profound grief or despair can lead us to develop resilience, learn important life lessons, and ultimately find a deeper sense of purpose. Drawing on psychological studies and personal anecdotes, Smith illustrates how facing hardships head-on can foster personal growth and transformation. Instead of seeing adversity as purely negative, she encourages readers to view challenges as opportunities for growth, a perspective shift that can lead to a more satisfying and meaningful life. This discussion is a powerful reminder that our struggles can be the catalysts for discovering our strengths and capacities for flourishing. In conclusion, The Power of Meaning: Finding Fulfillment in a World Obsessed with Happiness by Emily S. Vahani Smith is a crucial read for anyone feeling disillusioned by the relentless pursuit of happiness. Smith's eloquent synthesis of research and stories provides a powerful antidote to the happiness craze, offering a richer, more sustainable model for living a fulfilling life. This book is particularly valuable for those at a crossroads seeking to infuse their lives with deeper significance, as well as for mental health professionals, educators, and policymakers aiming to foster environments that nurture the human soul. By highlighting belonging, purpose, storytelling, transcendence, and growth as essential pillars of meaning, Smith offers a blueprint for constructing a life that matters. Adopting her insights can lead to profound personal transformation, equipping readers to face life's inevitable challenges with resilience and grace, and ultimately to leave a lasting impact on the world. If you would like to support Emily S. Vahani Smith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.